So right there, you just heard Mark Adrian tell you about a potential solution. More information, an online map that shows what's accessible to people with disabilities and what's not. Well, that exists. It's called Access Map Seattle, and it's being developed right now by students and faculty at the University of Washington. The project grew out of a hackathon that was put on by Seattle's Department of Transportation. Leading the effort is Anat Caspi. She directs the UW's Tasker Center for Accessible Technology. She told me that one of the key features of the Access Map has to do with elevation.
If I am having issues walking a quarter of a mile or more, I want to know what kind of grade am I going to scale when I go up this particular street.
Right. That's not in Google Maps, but it's huge if getting up and down steeply is a big issue for you.
Absolutely.
So elevation changes, curb ramps.
Curb ramps is another feature. We used SDOT information about all of the sidewalks in that are property of the city of Seattle. And we annotate where the curb ramps are so people can plan their route and figure out where they might be able to cross the street if they require a curb ramp. Other information are publicly available elevators, for example, to traverse from 4th Street to 3rd in downtown Seattle. You might want to use the Benaroya Hall elevators. But these are not actually publicly available data. The students went out and met with
power users. That takes some creativity.
Yeah. They met with power users that were able to, off the top of their head, just list off all of those publicly accessible elevators, ramps, things of that nature that they use on a daily basis in downtown Seattle.
Yeah, it's striking me how it's not just data, it's people who actually know how to get around giving you tips. This is open but not
both,
that.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
There's a large component of crowdsourced data, absolutely. And even with respect to the permits, which I haven't gotten to yet, but we also process on a weekly basis construction permit information from the city of Seattle. And those also have to be modified in order to make corrections, because oftentimes the permitting information does not actually reflect the true sidewalk closures that exist in the city.
What do you want this map to have that it doesn't?
The key right now is to allow for routing. All of the routing algorithms that we see on a daily basis in Google Maps, when you type in two addresses, I begin here, I end here, they're always optimizing for shortest distance or potentially shortest time. The types of costs that our population incurs are different, right? The power mobility users that I described, they cannot possibly negotiate a sidewalk without a curb ramp. And so those are all no-goes. It doesn't matter if it's a short path. So we're looking at customizing routing as our sort of biggest priority right now.
Anat, what is your personal stake in making Seattle more accessible?
Well, this idea began when I moved to Seattle with my 4-year-old child who is in a chair. We were trying to go to new places. And finding new places is something that I think any person that's living in a community should be able to negotiate and identify routes, be able to participate in the community. And so I was trying to find a house, trying to figure out what neighborhoods are better for us to use, and be able to go for walks and find parks. All of these types of things are highly dependent on the types of sidewalks and pedestrian spaces that are available. And this kind of information was really lacking over maps. So basically what it meant is that if I wanted to go anywhere with my daughter, I had to survey the place beforehand. It also means that we are now able to plan much better the kinds of trips that we make out into the community And to me, that's a huge boon.
You've been listening to Anat Kaspi, the director of the Tasker Center for Accessible Technology at the University of Washington. And that access map she's been telling you about is up and running. It is at accessmapseattle.com.